Some of the roads in one Phoenix neighborhood were created way before it was a community. It was a private company that helped pave the area to what it is today. The Foothills is a neighborhood in Ahwatukee. It was developed in the 1980s and 90s, and it's surrounded by hills and desert. Did you know the Foothills was originally a testing ground for International Harvester?
They had an operation of about 4,000 acres, and they used it through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s as a tank proving grounds, informally known as the Phoenix Proving Grounds, formerly known as International Harvester's Phoenix Proving Grounds.
Marty Gibson is an Ahwatukee resident. He's researched and written a book about the community's history.
Harvester had all kinds of equipment, heavy equipment, 18-wheeler trucks, that kind of thing, light trucks, heavy trucks.
Gibson and I are hanging out in the tranquil foothills near 24th Street and Chandler Boulevard. More specifically, we're sitting at the Foothills Golf Clubhouse. This was originally International Harvester's administration and sales building. The surrounding area, including the golf course, was part of the testing grounds. Gibson says General Motors was the first to use this land during World War II. GM tested parts they supplied to the U.S. Army for their tanks. It was considered an ideal site, far away from residential communities, and it had the perfect dry, dusty, hot, and gritty climate.
Conditions mimicked almost ideally the conditions over in South Africa where the U.S. forces were fighting during World War II. After the war, International Harvester saw it as an ideal location to test and put their heavy equipment and trucks to the test because you have some severe slopes.
International Harvester first leased the land and then purchased it in the late 1960s. The estimated 6.5-mile property went from what we know today as 24th Street to about 17th Avenue, and from the South Mountain foothills to about Pecos Road to the south. It had several testing tracks, including a 7.5-mile paved test track and a 4-mile high-speed track.
When it came time to develop this in the mid-80s, the main roads of the foothills, Chandler Boulevard was extended down in here, Desert Foothills Parkway. They follow exactly the paths of those test tracks.
And near the administration building, now the clubhouse, there was an elevated landing strip that
Harvester constructed to have some of their executives from the Midwest and some of the clients they wanted to wine and dine fly in. All the dirt in that was used to construct every hill, every gully, every angulation on the Foothills golf course, which now sits where that strip was.
International Harvester sold the land in the early 1980s, and within several years, two communities were created, the Foothills and the Foothills Club West. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.